living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
But give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Well, wow, beautiful day, isn't it?
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Elise, Elise,
husbands have big bedrooms for their wives. Excuse me.
Oh, honey, where are you getting all those blankets?
Outside the window.
Lisa, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I am tired of making the bed inside and outside. This room is too tight to move around.
No, it's not so bad. Oh.
What's the matter?
I'm stuck.
Well, you can stay stuck for all I care. Either you make this room bigger, or the 6 months I promised to stay are up immediately.
Lisa, I called a carpenter 3 weeks ago to come and give us an estimate.
Well, I'll give you an estimate. Either you make this room bigger or I'm leaving.
Oh, Lisa.
It's either or.
All right, I'll call him later.
That's either. Goodbye.
No, I'll call him right now.
Go that way, it's faster.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Good morning, Eb. What are you doing here?
Calling my girl. Ophelia, are you still there? Well, I'm still here. 8 o'clock tonight, all right? Okay, I'll drive by and pick you up. Mr. Douglas, can I borrow your car tonight?
No.
I'll walk by and pick you up. Goodbye. It's all yours, Mr. Douglas.
Hello, Sarah. Can you connect me to the Monroe brothers, please?
Carpenter shop.
Oh, hello. Is this the Monroe brothers?
No, this is just one of them. Which one do you want to talk to, Alpha or Ralph?
It doesn't make any difference.
Well, it does to us. One of us is married.
Who are you?
I'm Alf. Ralph is out.
Oh, well, this is Mr. Douglas. You promised to come over here 3 weeks ago and give me an estimate on enlarging the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ralph's been on vacation.
Well, when'll he be back?
Last Wednesday. You want us to come out today?
Yes, I'd appreciate it very much. This is very important. Thank you.
Mr. Douglas, if you'll lend me the car, I'll get it washed for you free.
Oh, thanks.
Ophelia's the front fender swabber at the Pixley Car Wash.
Right.
She worked her way up from rear bumper swabber. She's got ambition.
I'm sure she has.
Did you get the bedroom enlarging man?
Yes, they'll be here today.
They better be. Remember, either or.
Hawkins in front of him, Mr. Douglas.
Ain't it, Eleanor?
That's right from the horse's mouth.
First time I ever saw you, I said to myself, there's a man who's got the makings of a great farmer. A man who could plow a field, plant a crop, milk a cow, and lend his hired hand his car.
No.
Well, if you won't lend me the car, would you lend me the front seat?
What do you want the front seat for?
It'll look a lot better than standing at the drive-in all through the movie.
You can't have the car or the front
seat. How about the horn, so as we can toot during intermission?
Will you forget about the car? I'm not getting any milk.
I guess Eleanor can tell when there's a mean hand on the throttle.
Yeah, you take over.
Yes. Co-pilot to crew, I'm taking over the controls.
Well, hello, Mr. Haney.
That'll be $12.
Just for saying hello?
No, for this.
Oh, that's a photograph of the house.
Painted personal by Dory Comstock.
Well, he's got a lot of talent.
He done this.
Oh, that is a work of art.
When narrow ties come in, the world lost a great artist.
It's a matter of opinion.
Would you like to buy it? For just $2, you can have an old masterpiece hanging around your neck.
No, thank you.
And no, thank you for that.
Well, I just thought you might like to remember how the house looked before you brought in the Monroe brothers to destroy its magnificent symmetry.
How did you find out about the Monroe brothers?
Well, we're on the same party line. I just happened to pick up the telephone and heard you talking to Ralph.
I was talking to Alf.
Oh, well, you must have had a better connection than I did. Or else I didn't hear so good. Because I felt kind of faint when I heard what you was going to do to my house.
It's not your house. I bought it from you.
Yeah, but I built it. Mr. Douglas, I put my heart and soul into that house.
You should have used lumber.
Oh, that is cruel. Almost as cruel as bringing in a couple of perfect strangers to change it. Mr. Douglas, nobody but me should touch that house.
Well, Mr. Haney, I appreciate your love for this old mansion, but the Monroe brothers are going to do the job.
Oh, well, now, I'll admit that they're mighty good carpenters.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the very finest material.
That's right.
And their prices are right. And the building inspector will never approve of their work.
Why not?
Because he's my cousin.
Are you trying to tell me that unless you do the job, your cousin won't approve it?
Well, no, sir. What I'm trying to tell you is...
Well, there you are, darling. Well, good morning, Mr. Haney.
It wasn't until you walked out and made the sunshine.
Oh, no.
You're like a south wind blowing down the canyon, causing the pine trees to murmur to each other, let Mr. Haney enlarge your bedroom.
Aren't the Monroe brothers going to do it?
They are.
Well, then why is Mr. Haney murmuring in the pine trees?
He can murmur all day, but the Monroe brothers are going to do it.
Is that definite?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to pay me a consultation fee now, or do you want me to bill you?
Your consultation fee?
For warning you about my cousin Buford. Mrs. Douglas, he's the tough building inspector that probably ain't going to approve of your bedroom.
Oliver, why won't his cousin approve the bedroom?
Oh, he's just trying to coerce me. You're wasting your time.
Then you ain't going to buy the photograph?
No.
Or the hand-painted necktie?
Definitely not.
And I guess I am wasting my time. I'll be seeing you.
Could he really do something?
No, he's always got some kind of an angle. Probably doesn't even have a cousin. He's just trying to... Help!
What are you doing?
What are
you doing?
Washing the car, in case you change your mind.
Well, I'm not going to change my mind.
Oh, why don't you let him have your car?
Because I don't want to.
How about the front seat? It's a long picture to stand up.
Has he been talking to you?
Oh. How about the horn?
He's not going to get the car, and that's that. Now, excuse me.
You called me this morning for an estimate.
Oh, you're the Monroe brothers.
I'm just one of them. I'm Alf.
Ah, well, I'm Mr. Douglas.
Glad to know you.
Uh-huh. How do you do? This is Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, would you mind?
Uh-huh.
How do you do?
Are you the enlarger?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what we'd like is a...
Ralph, he's off! Ralph made some sketches. Ralph, bring the sketches out here. Ralph? I'd like you to meet my brother, Ralph.
Howdy doody.
Your brother is a girl?
No, he's really my sister.
I don't understand.
Wouldn't you be a little dubious about hiring a girl carpenter?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
That's why I call him Ralph. Oh, you don't have to worry about her. She makes a miter knock your eye out. You draw the plans for enlarging the kitchen?
Oh, yeah, here. Oh,
wait, we didn't want the kitchen enlarged.
Oh, why not? We could do that, too.
No, Lisa.
And the bedroom, and the living room, and the bathroom. We could tear down the whole house and start from over.
Whole house done again, huh? All righty. We can,
Wait a minute, Al. We got that job over at Steuben Bluffs.
Oh, I forgot. We're building a two-story chicken coop.
Chicken coop.
Look, have you ever done any house remodeling?
Oh, yeah. We redid the Ziffel place.
That was a real big job.
Took us over 2 months.
2 months? Well, I know Mr. Ziffel.
Well, if you got any doubts, why don't you take her on over there and look at it?
Well, I think I might just do that. Lisa, will you show the gentleman, the gentleman and his, brother, what you want done?
How much bigger do you want it?
Oh, I don't know. Just lay it out and give me an estimate.
Come along. I'll show you around.
Come on, Alf.
Hey, you did a good job, Em.
Thanks, Mr. Douglas.
Next time, put the top up!
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Well, how are you, Mr. Ziffel?
Good. I'm glad to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Come on in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Arnold, get out from there and let Mr. Douglas sit down.
Well, wait, I don't want to disturb him.
Well, he needs disturbing. He sits around too much. Go on out and chase your ball. Doris got him spoiled something off. Sit down, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Douglas, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about...
Hey, can you see my hairpins?
Oh,
hello, Mr. Douglas.
Mrs. Ziffel.
You see that, Fred? See what he did when I came in the room?
What?
He stood up.
What's the matter? Ain't your chair comfortable?
Oh, yes, but...
Well, sit down, sir.
Stand up. You see, Fred, that's what a gentleman does when a lady comes in the room.
Doris, you've been going to the library again. What is that you want to ask me, Mr. Douglas?
I wanted to talk to you about the...
Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
How's your wife?
Oh, fine, thank you.
She always looks so pretty. You do too, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going over to see Kate. So long. You see that, Fred? He even stands up when I leave.
Well, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Stand up. You know, you could take a few lessons from him.
Doing what?
Standing up.
I know how to stand up.
Well, then why don't you stand up when I come in the room?
Because you always take my chair.
Oh, Fred. So long. So long, Mr. Douglas.
Goodbye.
Sit down.
I've been trying to.
You know, Mr. Douglas, I've been thinking about it. Maybe I ain't been as polite to Doris as I ought to have been. You know, she's a good woman. Awfully good woman. Good worker. Oh, you ought to see her behind a plow. And she's kind-hearted to a fault. Hmm. Mr. Douglas, there ain't another woman in this valley that I'd trust my pigs with.
Well, it's nice to have such an ideal mate. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the Monroe brothers.
Oh, the Monroe brothers, yes. You see, they ain't really brothers. One of them's a sister.
Yes, I know. They said they did some work for you.
Yes, they did. Yeah, pretty good job, too.
What do they do?
Well, come here, I'll show you. They fixed this door here.
Uh-huh.
You see, I had them to rehang this door. This door used to open out the other way.
Oh?
It opens this way now.
in 2 months. Is this all I did?
Well, I knocked down the front porch. Of course, that was an accident.
Uh-huh.
They didn't charge me for that.
Well, thank you.
Now, Arnold, I didn't tell you you could turn on that television.
How could he do that?
I don't know. Doris taught him, I reckon.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Ziffel.
Yes, sir.
Very kind of you.
Yes, sir. Glad to come over.
Good. Bye-bye.
Park your car, sir?
No, thank you.
What happened to the door?
How'd you like the estimate?
What have they done?
Well, they pushed out the walls so we can see how big the room is going to be.
What did you let them do that for?
Well, they said they'd do it to all the chicken coops. Look, I think it's going to be lovely. Look, this is the clothes closet, and we can walk right through to the shower. And look, I can make up the bed on both sides inside.
Why did you... Where are they?
They went to get the lumber.
I didn't even see the estimate.
It's very good.
Well, how much is it?
1 week.
1 week?
That's all it's going to take them to build it.
How much is it going to cost?
Well, they tell you when they're through.
I'm not going to approve an estimate like that.
You don't have to. I did.
You did?
Well, this is community property, and my community said to go right ahead.
What about the specifications? What kind of lumber are they going to use?
Very good. Wood lumber.
Oh, Lisa.
Well, darling, if you don't like it when they're through, you can sleep in the living room.
I am not going to sleep in the living room.
Then you like it.
Well, if it makes you happy...
But it won't make you happy.
It will, it will.
Then why are you sleeping in the living room?
I'm not... Tell them to go ahead to build it.
They can't.
Why not?
They need a building permit.
Well, let them get one.
They can't. They're getting the lumber.
Well, who's going to get the building permit?
You, from Mr. Drucker.
Monroe Brothers are the contractors, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you couldn't have got two better boys, except Ralph.
You really think they're good, huh?
Did you see what they did for Fred Ziffel?
Yes.
Oh, that door of his really swings now. Well, I guess that about does it, except I have to stamp it with a building code stamp. Where is that thing? Oh, well, I just stamp it, airmail. Nobody ever reads these building permits anyway.
Oh, did you get the permit?
Yes, but...
How do you like it so far?
I'd like to find out how much it's going to cost. Look, I said, how much is it going to cost?
Well, we can't tell you till we're all finished. Now we give you a real accurate estimate.
Well, don't you have any idea?
Yeah, saw that. Now, I tell you, it won't be too expensive. How big a trap door do you want?
What trap door?
The one in the ceiling. So we can climb up the pole to answer the phone.
You can't leave the pole in the room.
Why not? It'll make a wonderful conversation piece.
I don't want a telephone pole in a bedroom.
You mean you want us to move it?
Yes.
Well, we can't. That's the property of the Hootable Telephone Company. They're the only ones who can move it.
Is that so? Well, I'll straighten that out. I'll call Sarah.
She's not there, darling. She went bowling with her league.
Hey, that's right. Today's Wednesday. Come on, Ralph.
Where are you going?
We're in the league.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't leave it like this. You had to enlarge the bedroom. Hey,
dinner ready, honey?
Almost.
What are we having?
Guess.
Not hotcakes again.
No. Wheat cakes. I did it with our own wheats.
You what?
I went into the fields and I picked some wheats and I put it in the batter.
Lisa, you don't use wheat from the field.
Just came in to say goodnight.
Doesn't Ab look nice?
Thank you, Miss Douglas. Ophelia likes the Ivy League clothes.
Aren't you starting a little early?
Well, I'm walking. Ain't I?
Yes.
You won't change your mind?
No.
Well, I hope you have better luck with Mr. Wilkins than I have with you.
Wilkins?
The building inspector. He's looking over your bedroom.
Well, hello there.
Howdy.
I'm Mr. Douglas. You look like your cousin.
Which one?
Mr. Haney.
Folks do say there's a slight resemblance, but I look more like my aunt. Except she don't wear glasses. I'm glad you didn't let my cousin talk you into giving him this job. Them Monroe brothers, they know their business.
Then this is all right, eh?
Oh, yeah, there's no reason why I shouldn't mark it approved.
Hi, Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, hi, Eb. So you're taking Ophelia to the drive-in movie tonight, huh?
Yes, sir. Ophelia's Mr. Wilkins' daughter.
Oh.
It's mighty nice of you to let the kids have the car.
He ain't letting us have it.
He ain't. Disapproved.
Hey, wait a minute.
Also condemned.
My darling, you better let him have the car.
No, I won't.
Double condemned.
This is nothing but blackmail.
$50 fine.
Look, I'm not going to pay any fine.
$100 fine for refusing to pay $50 fine.
Oliver, give him the keys.
No, I'm not going to.
It's either or.
All right.
Approved.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
That is a mighty nice thing that you did, Mr. Douglas.
Now, can we get the permit?
Certainly can. There you are, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Thank you.
By the way, you'll notice that I approve this for occupancy of no more than 60 chickens and 2 roosters.
Well, that's right. What's that about the chickens and the roosters?
It's going to be a bedroom.
I don't care what the chickens use it for, as long as there's no more than 60 of them.
You don't seem to understand. The Monroe brothers enlarged the bedroom for us.
Disapproved.
Why?
The Monroe brothers have a J2 contracting license, which means they can only build chicken coops and rehang doors.
They can't do that to us. I got that permit from Mr. Drucker. I'm going to call him, and who took the pole?
I didn't.
Well, what happened to it? We moved it. Where to?
Ben Miller's farm.
What for?
Well, you didn't want it. Ben was next in line.
Well, get it back.
You'll have to file an application. So long, Mac.
Of all the stoop...
You want to move back to New York?
No, I don't. Now, come on. Let's drive into town. We'll have some dinner. We'll go to a movie.
Good.
We'll put the top down in the car.
So on what car?
The car that I loaned him. We can't go out.
Oh, yes, we can, darling.
Filmways presentation, darling. Ha ha ha.